He was still on excellent terms with Freda, but they saw each other less and less often now that she had moved back to Arizona, and Toby had won a Moscow Conservatory scholarship, to the delighted surprise of his parents, neither of whom had ever shown the slightest musical talent. So it seemed perfectly natural that when Charmaine Jorgen returned to Mars, Robert Singh followed just as quickly as it could be arranged. With his qualifications, and the still lingering echoes of his modest fame, which he had no scruples exploiting when necessary, this was not difficult. Soon after his 56th birthday, he landed at Port Lowell. He was a new Martian, and always would be, since he had been born off-world. "I don't mind them calling me a new Martian," he told Charmaine, "as long as they smile when they say it."
"They will, darling," she answered. "With your earth muscles, you're a lot stronger than most people around here."
That was true, but he didn't know for how long. Unless he exercised more rigorously than he suspected he would soon become Mars-adapted. Which was not without its advantages. The Martians claimed that their world, not Venus, should have been called the Planet of Love. Earth's one gravity was ridiculous, if not dangerous. Weight-induced broken ribs, cramps, and interrupted blood circulation were merely some of the hazards that terrestrial lovers had to face. The moon's 1/6 gravity was a great improvement, but experts considered that it was not quite enough for good contact. And as for the much-touted zero-g of space, after the initial novelty had worn off, it became something of a bore. One had to spend too much time worrying about rendezvous and docking problems. The 1/3 g of Mars was just about right.